Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and it is Monday. That is November the 18th. And let me say this. Between now and December 2nd, that's the week before and after Thanksgiving, I will be off the air. And I'll be back here on December the 2nd, hoping that by that time, what I'm essentially doing here is giving Marty McFly 2 weeks to find the sports almanac, put it in a trash can, light it on fire, and possibly eliminate this alternative universe. In the absence of that, well, I'll come back to utter chaos, which is where we are right now. And, you know, I sort of wonder, when people voted for Trump, did they think that this was going to be somehow a different man? Because if they thought that, well, I guess they have quite a surprise knocking on their doors, because Donald has continued to operate without a mind. And why he's like this, I don't know. How do you explain mental illness? I can't. I'll say this about voters. Working class voters, for example, who voted for Donald thinking that this was the guy who was going to fix their problems, things like inflation and, you know, other economic issues that people seem to have worried about, even though the country has been on a very clear upward path throughout Joe Biden's presidency. But aside from all of that, you know, Donald walked in and said that the world was caving in on everybody's head, and people believed it, and they voted for him because he was going to fix it. But here's the thing. He's already taken one action that working class people ought to be furious with, but there's some kind of hypnosis here that just allows them to ignore everything. In this case, it's the overtime rules. There was an overtime rule put into effect by Joe Biden that increased everybody's opportunity to collect overtime, larger and larger amounts of overtime. In walks Donald and smashes all these people on the head. I mean, he's not even president yet, right? And this is what he's going to do. He's let everybody know that he's going to immediately change the rule and reduce everybody's overtime. Now, actually, this is not my fight, because my fight is to help these people get off of overtime period and get themselves into a different world where they have college educations and can get full salaries, make good money, and be educated in a way that would help them to do better in life. But I know this is the anti-college generation. I mean, I understand some of the arguments, but they're all bad. None of the arguments are good. The arguments are ridiculous. People just saying it's too expensive, they don't want to waste their time, and all, various things that mean absolutely nothing. They're absolutely worthless. Worthless arguments. Now, somebody could say, it is too expensive, you know. But see, it's not even that. Because we have Pell Grants, And anybody that's struggling for money can get their hands on a $9,000 Pell Grant and go to the community college for 2 years and get a 2-year degree and then move on to a 4-year university and get a full education and maybe even an advanced education after that. And perhaps not have to spend a dime because there are all kinds of scholarships for people who do well. So I can't explain how these people come to these conclusions that they should just have their overtime slammed. Why? Because Donald doesn't want to see them get paid? And somebody votes for Donald and gets their salaries reduced, but thinks they're doing better because Donald says they are. I mean, that's where this is. So let's get off of that right now because we're not going to resolve anything. People are going to be happy that they've lost their overtime. And good luck. If you're happy, I'm happy for you. See, here's an interesting thing, though, and this I heard straight out of the box this morning coming from Joe Scarborough and Mika. And I understand what they're trying to say, but I don't agree. And I'll tell you what they're saying here. That we should come into this, and especially they should come into this as journalists with a more objective view, and they should see if there are ways that we can all work with Donald Trump and find some method of connecting the country together and making things work. That's all nice, but it's absolutely impossible because Donald has no intentions of trying to bring people together. He has absolutely no desire to fix anything. In fact, it's the opposite. He's trying to find ways to upend this country from day one. And we'll talk about that here in a minute. But see, Mika and Joe got an interview with Donald. So that was supposed to be, I guess, the olive branch that we'll do an interview and we'll all try to be nice. Okay, I mean, that's fine for them. But it's just a terrible idea for the country because Donald's not going to try to do something to make things better. In fact, he's going to continue to do what he's doing now and what he's always done, which is create as much chaos as possible. Part of what he's doing, and a number of people have talked about this today, is to intimidate workers in the government. In fact, what they'd like to do is see if they can get government workers to just quit. And part of the explanation for that is because they want to shut down agencies. And when I say that they want to do this, let me refer to Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek says that he wants to shut down scores of agencies. He just wants to eliminate them. And I'm sure there are people in the country that are saying, hey, great idea. Let's dump all this junk. Of course, it means tens of thousands of people being out of work, maybe even more than that, maybe millions. You know, we've got tens of millions of people who work for the United States government. Who knows how much they're going to shut down? And to what purpose? They think they're going to save some money? Let me assure you, If any money is saved, it won't go in your pocket. It won't go in any individual's pocket. It won't reduce taxes. You know, Donald says, oh, he's going to bring those taxes down. He's going to cut taxes on Social Security down to nothing. He's going to have no taxes on tips. You know, it takes money to operate the government. It just does. And if you take money away from the government, then you have to take services away from the people. Initially, everybody will say, wow, this is good. Just like me losing my overtime. I love it. But then, you know, eventually they're going to figure out that they've got less money. Maybe they don't even have a job. It's very stupid. It's very lacking in good economic purpose. But it doesn't matter, because this is where we are. This is what we've elected. We've elected some people who are going to attempt to turn this place upside down. Now, my positive take on it is that in the long run, the next president will step in and hopefully be as excellent as Joe Biden in order to put Humpty Dumpty back together again, which can be done. Joe Biden did it. He did it very effectively. Unfortunately, no one was able to get that message across to people. And here we are getting ready to tear the place down again. Vivek and Elon Musk. That's their job, to shut everything down. Amazing. Well, if that's the plan, bring it on, guys, because there will be pushback, of course, from Congress. You know, the election was a 1% election. 1%. Donald won by 1% in the popular vote. It's the first time Republicans have won the popular vote since 2004. But in any event, they did win the popular vote by 1%. And in each of the key swing states where Kamala could have won and been president in the Electoral College, those losses were by 1%. This was a 1% election. It's still Donald's presidency, legitimately. There's no argument about that. The only argument is whether people realize the damage that can be done to them, their lives, their families, their jobs, everything. Yeah, Bill Monroe says the election of Donald Trump is reflective of America, of us. And I think that's very true. This is us. This is who we are. When people say, oh, we're not, that's not who we are. No, that is who we are. You know, when Adolf Hitler took over Germany, yes, that is who they were. And this is who we are. Sadly enough. Now, we'll see how it shakes out in the first place over the next 2 years, because Donald will, as he's said today, he will begin the mass deportation of millions of Americans. Americans, too, you know. American citizens, everybody. You know, if you're an American citizen, you're married to an illegal, you could be gone, too. There are other ways. They've got all kinds of plans. Of course, again, members of Congress will push back, and we'll see what impact the pushback has. Yeah, we don't know the answer to that, and we're not going to know until we move further along. But I can assure you of this, and this is what I was talking about with regard to Joe Scarborough and Mika this morning. Never, and I mean never, has Donald Trump done anything right. Nothing. In his time in the presidency, he did nothing right. Everything he did was harmful. Everything he said was a lie. That's just how he is. When he was in business, he was the only man ever who couldn't make money in a casino. You know, casinos make money because people come in and gamble and casinos win. But Donald lost, and lost big. But that's just him. He's just a loser. And it's so amazing because here you got a guy who is a loser. And when you say loser, everything he does loses. That's a loser. And the point is, he then turns around and says, military people, you are all suckers and losers if you are captured or if you're hurt. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Time now for third party, Bill Monroe. I disagree. I really disagree. This is a two-country party, and it's time for the Democrats to really show some spine. You know, they talk all the time about Republican spine. Show some spine. Admit things that the public does not agree with. Admit they're wrong. And lead them. Lead them in a direction that is productive. You know, my favorite thing is the border. And everybody I talk to, even conservatives, say, yeah, we could bring people in and vet them, and we could send kids down there to help them learn English and fill out the Social Security forms and all the other things that they have to do to be Americans. We could do all that, and it would be very helpful to the country. But no one wants to admit it, because they're afraid that everybody wants to vote against immigration. And look what we got. We got it anyway. People voted against immigration. And that's how this election ended up where it is. Donald's good at scaring people. Very excellent at that. I would have never even disagreed ever. I just didn't think people were stupid. And, you know, if you're worried about how much money you're taking home and you end up voting for a guy who cuts your overtime, well, I don't want to call you a name, but it sounds S-T-U-P-I-D to me. But okay, maybe that's all right. Maybe that's your desire. No, Greg, not illegal immigration. That's a lie, too. And I wish the Democrats had the spine to talk about that lie. It's only illegal if we say it's illegal. We could legalize everything. We could say, come across the border, not a problem, you're here, everything's fine. We could do that. But we don't. And the reason that we don't is because we're afraid. We're just afraid. It's that simple. If you're scared, You're scared. By the way, you can call, which I didn't have it set, but I have it set now. You can call at 314-471-1968, and I'll talk to you. Even, get this, even if you're my brother who's actually trying to call. So, yeah, even if you're Les, I'll let you in. But, yeah, don't give up, Les. I mean, unless you're just like America, you just give up. No, it's really a sad thing. And you know, people, they just don't even think. Let me give you an example of how we don't think. Here we are now. RFK Jr. I would have never guessed this one. He's going to be the head of Health and Human Services. Are you kidding me? This guy is against Health and Human Services. Leslie, I'm taking calls. There you go. God, writes it all over the place. Are you there, Leslie?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on for a second now. Hang on. Okay. Just hang on for a second.
Yeah.
So here's RFK Jr. He's going to step in and be the head of Health and Human Services. And here's one of the first things out of his mouth. Well, no, the first thing out of his mouth is we're going to get rid of fluoride in the water. I mean, I hope you take a minute over this little holiday period with Thanksgiving, and I hope you watch the great Stanley Kubrick film, Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. And in that movie, Jack Ripper is going berserk over fluoride. Well, yeah, that's because it is a joke. We need fluoride. Go look at your toothpaste. Unbelievable. Anyway, so that's one part of what he wants to do. Now, he's got a better one. He wants to end all research on infectious diseases, cancer, and Alzheimer's for the next 8 years. Brilliant. Absolutely incredibly smart. What a great idea. Let's stop all research aimed at getting rid of dangerous diseases. Really smart. Greg says, Mark, how many shots did you get before you were 18? Greg, I got a lot of shots. Measles, every other thing, polio, everything that you could get. I guess there was one polio shot, and then after that, you took some kind of a sugar cube. Listen, you're no doctor, and I'm no doctor, but I know this. In the places around the world where they've gotten rid of vaccinations, measles and polio have begun to skyrocket. If you want measles and polio while you're waiting to have your overtime cut, well, just go right ahead. Go ahead, Leslie. What do you want to say?
Okay. So let me be the devil's advocate here for a second.
That's pathetic. Go ahead.
I know you hate that term. But I mean, I'm not going to say that Donald will take care of this in an appropriate way. But with that said, why do you keep saying immigration instead of illegal immigration?
Well, that's the same thing that Greg said, and I know that you're a Trumper, so you're talking nonsense.
No, when
I'm not.
You say that.
No,
why
I'm not.
Why don't you answer the question honestly?
I just did already.
No, you
yeah,
know
I did.
I'm not a Trumper.
Yeah,
so
all you gotta
that's
do.
Silly to say.
All you gotta
yeah,
do.
Okay. Let's hear honestly.
All you have to do is say immigration legal. It's all over. Now it's legal.
No, wait. So there's no such thing as illegal immigration.
Only if you make it illegal. I mean, if you say that it's illegal, it is.
So a guy breaks into the bank and steals all the money, and you just say, that was legal. It's then legal.
But these people are not stealing anything. They're coming here. They're taking jobs. They're working hard. They're trying to find a way to become Americans.
That's fine. No one is saying that they shouldn't.
Yes, there is.
No, Donald. No.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Donald. I'm talking about you.
Go ahead.
No, Mark, stop talking silliness. I'm not talking about Donald. I'm talking about you. That's crazy to say. Just call him legal, and then you've taken care of the problem.
No, we made it.
We do have laws.
We made it illegal in the first place when it shouldn't have been.
Yeah. So we shouldn't have any laws that protect us at the borders.
There's nothing to protect. And you know, one comment on here is that they're taking jobs and resources. So I want you to listen to this, Leslie.
Yeah.
First of all, they're taking jobs that no one in the United States wants to do. So that's the first thing. The second thing is they're not taking resources because that's another one of Donald's lies, that we give them money. We don't give them anything. Zero. They get nothing from us. Nothing. Do you understand nothing? It's zero. That's what they get.
That's not true.
You guys, listen. Donald has hypnotized you as well. They get nothing. That's all there is to it. Greg says there's a process. No, the process has been the process has been changed.
How was it changed? Who changed it?
We did. Republicans.
Who's we?
Republicans. Here. How are they eating? Where are they being housed? They come to the United States. They get a job.
And they work.
They get a job and they pay for whatever they need.
But no, we have laws for a reason, Mark. You know we do.
We have laws that we have degraded over the years to harm people coming from other countries.
We shouldn't have degraded the laws. Right. Well, all of the employers that evolved at the past decades have been hiring illegals because it was to their benefit to pay them less money, than citizens here. You know, that's how we degraded.
I have a question for you, Les.
Yeah. You didn't hear a word I said.
I heard what you said, and it's nonsense. Yeah. It's nonsense.
Oh, that's not nonsense. And I'm going to
address it with this question.
Let's hear it.
Will you mow a lawn?
Of course I mow my lawn.
No. Will you mow the lawns in your neighborhood?
Why not?
Okay, I'll tell you what, Les.
Oh, wait, my grandson does.
Yeah, okay, but your grandson is a kid. Okay, look. Your grandson doesn't depend on that job where he mows a lawn. And let me ask you this. Has your grandson ever crawl up on a roof and put the roof back on? No.
He's a roofer.
Yeah, right.
Alex is a roofer at 10 years old.
Yeah, at 10 years old, exactly. Now, let me tell you something. Alex is a great kid, but he's not a roofer.
Are you saying we don't have citizens that are roofers?
I am telling you that our citizens who are roofers, you know what they need to do?
Yeah. What?
What you won't do.
And they make good money doing it.
Go to college and get a job.
It didn't help you any, did it? We shouldn't have any laws. Laws mean nothing.
It's helping me. Fine. The question is, it's not helping somebody.
It's not helping. It's not helping.
Well, because I'm a roofer.
What?
Am I a roofer?
No.
What are you talking about?
What's your point? Well, it hasn't helped you because you can't see things realistically. Look.
This is the hypnosis. College is for debt. No. A $9,000 Pell Grant We'll get you into community college and get you a 2-year college degree, which then can be leveraged into a further degree by getting good grades so that you can get a scholarship.
This is all simple. College nonsense.
Well, I'll tell you
There's nothing wrong with college. I'm just saying, why'd you change the subject?
No, I've already had that subject in here. And all these people who are not immigrants should not be doing immigrant jobs. They should be doing advanced jobs and let the immigrants do things that most people don't want to do anyway.
Immigrants.
And you don't want to do it anyhow.
Are you talking about illegal immigrants?
No. There are no illegal.
See, you're living in a different college didn't even help you to see that, you know, what is reality.
Well, listen. From 1946 to 1970, after World War II, we sent people to college for free. And we created the biggest boom economically in this country that anyone had seen in the world because people went to college and for free. And we can do it.
It should
but
be.
Donald,
no, I mean, not everyone
but Donald,
can get the grant that you're talking
Donald
about.
Donald doesn't like it. So, okay, he doesn't like it. What about 8 years of prohibition on doing research on diseases that need to be addressed?
Of course, I understand that. You're saying Donald doesn't like what when it comes to college?
He hates college. And believe me, the people at Wharton, the people at Wharton have said, that's where Donald went. The people at Wharton have said that Donald was the worst student that they ever had. That's what they've said. I mean, that's the people at the college.
We agree on Donald. Okay.
Hang on. Here's Greg. Greg says, so let's just let Putin cross and unjust walk. I don't know what even that's about. I will say this, and Joe Biden really smartly, did you see what he did today?
No.
He turned over those long-range missiles to the Ukrainians, which they'll have for the next month and a half or so, and they are now approved to attack Russia inside its own border. And believe me, Putin is not happy, and so he's trying to do some things, but he's going to be attacked. He's going to be attacked. Those missiles are going to kill Russians, blow up buildings. Honestly, you know, Donald is creating chaos. He's recommending things over in the Middle East that are insane. He is trying to isolate Iran, which is only like going to a beehive and swatting it a few times until the bees come out and try to attack you. I mean, what we're doing is so dumb, and there's no stopping it. The man's president. He's going to be. And Joe Biden is going to do everything he can to muck up what this guy is going to try to do. And then we've got 2 years, and we'll see what happens after 2 years, because then we have big elections that are up again. And if we take over Congress, you know, the House and the Senate, then Donald is over. That's the end. So
he's going to do a lot of damage.
He's going to do a lot of damage in 2 years. He's going to. And believe me, people are going to die because they don't want to do research. And who knows how many it'll be. Let's hope there's not another pandemic. But I mean, the people here are insane. Here's something they want to do. Here's a good one. They want to purge the military. They want to purge the generals. They want to get all these generals out of the military. They want them to be brought before a court-martial panel and possibly executed. I mean, that's that's Steve Bannon. You know, it's right out there today. And other people are saying, let's do it, including this Hegseth guy. And let's talk about Hegseth. What a great guy that person is. I guess Donald loves him. Why wouldn't he? Because Hegseth is another women abuser. He has raped a woman, and he paid her to shut up about it, and now he's trying to protect himself. Let's see. Greg says, Mark, I'm going to take a tent and hook up a hose and extension cord and set up camp in your front yard. What you going to do? There's only one problem. That's not what's happening here.
He might be right.
Yeah, see, that's what you...
I mean, you have no... feel that all you have to say is it's fine for him to do it, and then it's fine. That's what you said. All you have to say is they're not illegal, and then it's legal.
Bring them over, have them vetted, have them assisted.
Laws. We don't have to have any laws about immigration.
Just vet them. Make sure that they're not criminals. If they're criminals, send them back. I mean, if they're not...
No control of how many people come into our country.
Bring them in. We got plenty of space. You ever check Montana, Wyoming? There's so much space out there, we don't know what to do with it. No, really, get them in here. They'll be fine. The people that came... the Haitians that came into Springfield, Ohio... The people,
the ones that are eating the pets?
They're eating the dogs and cats. No, they're not. And here's the thing. Not only are they not, but the people in Springfield, Ohio love those Haitians. And they're legal. They're legal. But Donald tried to make something
legal,
out of them.
Different.
No,
that's
Donald
different
tried to
legal.
Make something out of them. They're eating the dogs and cats. No, come on. Okay, it's a lie. Everything he says is a lie. Nothing he has ever done has worked. Nothing. Now,
yes, there is.
No.
Something did work.
Yeah, okay.
You
I'm listening.
Know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know.
He's going to be president.
Yeah, that.
He
well,
won
no,
the
no.
election.
He can get that.
That worked.
Well, no, no. Yeah. Listen, he got that. And that's,
without things working.
Well, no,
right.
No, that is... what I've talked about so many times, it is the Marcus Welby syndrome where people think that Robert Young can take out their appendix. of course, Robert Young's dead. But if he were alive, I assure you, he couldn't take out your appendix. I mean, he could take it out, but you wouldn't live.
Thinking he can make America great again.
It's all stupidity. And the problem is that some of the stupidity is so dangerous. You know, Hegseth, I was just talking about, he's a sexual abuser. And then, of course, the guy that he wants to put in charge of the Department of Justice, Matt Gaetz, is also a sexual abuser. And the way they want to handle this is by saying, if we don't let you see the information that discloses his bad behavior, well, then the bad behavior doesn't exist. But we know it does, and people are coming forward right now, and even Republicans who are saying this is absurd, and we need to get rid of this man, that is Matt Gaetz. But believe me, Les, the time will come where Trump will be out of here as well, and it won't be 4 years. I believe it'll be two. But let me also throw this one out. And here's a perfect example of how stupid Trump is. And I get a kick out of it. You know, with Trump winning, cryptocurrency has gone wildly up. You know that, right?
Well,
yeah, it's gone.
No, but what's your point?
It has. It's gone wildly up. And the thing is, the crypto indexes, you know, they've made a new high by a very small amount, and everybody's all psyched over it because Donald is promising to bring crypto into everything. And let me say, there's a giant downside to it. We only have 20 minutes left here right now, so we're not going to get into all that mess. But I will say that what also happened, and I love this. See, Donald buys his own snake oil. So he's talked everybody into crypto, and now his crazy company is saying they're going to buy a giant crypto trading company. And as a result of that, the stock, this DJT stock, went up $4.50 today, back up to 32. I mean, it was getting, you know, killed again, and then it bounced because now he's going to get into crypto. Les, he's going to get destroyed in crypto the same way he got destroyed at the casinos, the same way he got destroyed with that stupid university that he concocted that was fake, the same way that he got destroyed in that business that where he was selling steaks. You know, the man is an idiot. He really is. No, he's an idiot. And everything he does fails. And there's a book that explains all this. So, you know, go read the book if you're able to read, which I understand a lot of people can't read because they don't go to college. But that's another story also.
Right.
Now, you know, look, I think that Joe Biden was very smart in putting those long-range missiles into action on the side of Zelensky. And Zelensky's doing everything he can trying to pander to Trump, hoping that maybe he can get something. But I am afraid that he's going to get absolutely nothing. And I don't know if you saw this weekend. There was a guy, his name is Troy Nehls, Representative Troy Nehls from Texas. And he was on one of the Sunday shows, and here's what he said. Every word from Trump has to be obeyed. Every word. He says there's no word that Trump puts out here that should be ignored. Every single one must be obeyed. You know, Les, I know you're aware of how sick this is and how sick he is. But unfortunately, you've got a lot of people that are hypnotized. And this idiot from Congress says that you have to obey all of Donald's words. And there are people who will hook on to that. And then, I don't know if you've heard this one. Donald has said that any senator who votes against him, he'll have them removed. Donald said that. Now, can he do it? No, he can't. But he can mouth off about it, and he can scare people, just like he scared Jeff Bezos at the Washington Post into not supporting Kamala Harris. And don't get me wrong, because I'm sure that if Jeff Bezos had supported Kamala, she'd have still lost. I'm positive. I have no doubt. That 1%, I think, was baked in, and that's just the way it is. But here, Greg says, it's rude of me to say that anyone that doesn't go to college is illiterate. But here's the thing. I didn't say the word illiterate. Now, I did imply a lack of understanding for sure, but I didn't say anybody's illiterate, and I wouldn't. But I am saying this. Some people are illiterate. Now, that's another story. But not going to college is a problem. There's an article, and Les, you should read this article. It's in the Atlantic Magazine. And it's all about the fear of the educated elite that exists among our working class people. And it has divided the country. And it's the reason the Kamala lost. And I think it's well worth reading this article. It's brand new. It just came out. It's very well done. And honestly, most people couldn't read this article anyway. It's a very high-level article. I'm not saying that they're illiterate, although they're lacking in the level of literacy required to read a high-level article. It's just the way it is, and so that they don't read. Okay, look, I'm going to sell something here. It's going to take a few minutes. So if you want to hang on, and you can be here, you know, when I get done, because you know, I'm going to be off until December 2nd. But anyway, let's see. Hey, Mark Kaysen is paying everyone's bills at Wendy's because I say so. Same as your comments, only true in your words, only. Well, look, here's one thing that's true, and it's the most important thing of all. Donald has never done anything right, and he never will. He has never made any money. Whenever he gets money, when people give him money, he loses it. He steals, and eventually he's caught. He is now a convicted felon. He also pays fines all over the place, including two new ones, one for $500 million, one for $100 million. And the $100 million fine is to a woman who he raped, which the jury said he raped her. And he did rape her, because in the United States, if the jury says that he raped her, then he raped her. Okay. Now, I say that you go to dinner tonight and enjoy Wendy's and get away from all this nonsense. There's a lot of nonsense. But not at Wendy's. At Wendy's, everything is delicious. 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. They've got ribs, or they've got wings. They've got my favorite ribs. That's baby back ribs. They're great. Baby back ribs and onion rings. That's my favorite Wendy's meal. They've also got smoked meat. They've got hamburgers and cheeseburgers and patty melts, lots of onions. They've got terrific drinks. Everybody loves their drinks. I really love their iced tea. It's just a great place to eat. Lots of fun people. Nice environment. Great owners. That is Wendy's. And then all you have to do is go straight to Defiance and do it again, because the food there is the same. It's the same great Wendy's food. Now, temporarily here, let's take a diversion. Michael says, heard some interesting statistics today. The reason Kamala lost was because of the 18 to 22-year-olds that voted for the first time, and that is true. Last few elections, Democrats grew support of that segment to 60%, only got 55% this time. A lot of that is due to young Hispanics in that age range, but still that age range didn't live through Trump as adults, and that is all true, Michael, so they don't really know what's coming, but they're going to find out pretty fast what's coming, because none of it, and I mean none of it, will be good. There is nothing that he has ever done that has worked, and it won't change now. And if you think that this guy has any intentions towards anybody that are halfway decent, go check out Rudy Giuliani, who is currently crawling through the streets begging for food because he has nowhere to live, nothing to eat, and Donald won't give him enough money for a cup of coffee. That's what happens when you're friends with Donald Trump. Now, on the other hand, if you go to 4506 Hampton, you can become friends with my very good friend, Al. He'll buy and sell jewels and coins with you. He'll really help you to find all the great jewelry that you're looking for. And by the time you're done, You will just love your experience at Jewels on Hampton. It's really a great place where also they'll fix your watch. And that's right. Michael says Rudy can mow lawns. In fact, he can mow your lawn less. There you go. Okay. I agree, Michael. Good point. Okay, now, next, I want to send you to the St. Louis Suit Company, where you will always look great. You go to my website, talkstl.net, and it says on there, the reason that I dress so nice is because of the St. Louis Suit Company, and it is true. They'll help you with colors. They'll help you with the right fashions. And as we go into winter, they'll get you a really nice overcoat at a great price. That is the St. Louis Suit Company. They've been there for 30 years. They do a great job. You'll be happy with them, Jay and Nick. They run a great operation. That's why they've been there for 30 years. And also, they're top when it comes to wedding attire. They really are. Everybody in St. Louis knows it, and it's the place to go if you're getting married and you want to be outfitted by real professionals. That is the St. Louis Suit Company on the corner of Forsyth and Central in Clayton. And finally, my good friend Meddy, who owns Talena's, which has been there for 40 years. The best Italian food on the planet. And I promise you, if you don't care about calories, the spaghetti and meatballs are just beyond your imagination. They are fabulous. It's great food. They have all other Italian food and some other things that Meddy throws in just because of his terrific Iranian background, which allows him to know all about other kinds of foods. But the main thing is, it's the best pizza. It's the best Italian food, and it's certainly the best spaghetti and meatballs. I love Talena's. Okay, so as we run into the end of this pre-Thanksgiving vacation show, let me say, Greg says, and Trump had more votes than Kamala. Well, that's true. And we also had 10 million fewer votes this year because people, I don't know, they should be voting, but they're not. We didn't have the current interest rates, cost of living. This is all nonsense. Don't tell me about how the numbers don't lie, because Donald right now is preparing to take away overtime from all of these people who he loves so dearly, but basically who he will treat just like Rudy. Yeah, come on, Donald. And, you know,
Mark, stop lying.
Yeah, stop lying.
You're a lying, little evil Democrat.
Yeah, you know, wiping out overtime.
Tell people you wanted me to sign your chest.
Yeah, wiping out overtime. That's nice. That's nice. Isn't that nice? It's not rumors, Greg. I heard him say it. No. It's not a rumor. Yeah, rumors. Listen, this is...
You're a feisty little one.
This is a sad time, mm-hmm. But, you know, after 2 years of being manhandled the way Rudy has been, it's possible that people who instead... You know, could have had Joe Biden, for that matter. I mean, Joe Biden walked the picket lines with these people, did everything to help them. Yeah, Michael says, but overtime will not be taxed. Now we know why. That's right, because there won't be any overtime. There you go. I mean, this is a brilliant idea. Listen, Donald is a sick man. I started saying that an hour ago, and you know, Mary Trump, go read Mary Trump. She'll tell you all about this man's sickness. I only know this. He came on the air once, And he said, I have come up with the greatest deal with the Chinese that anybody has ever created. And I immediately said, that day on the air, I said, you know, he's lying. There's no deal. And I also emphasized the fact that I didn't have one bit of insight into that deal, except for to say that if Donald claimed to have a deal, then there was no deal, because Donald lies. Greg says Biden was great help for East Palestine, Ohio. Greg, honestly, everybody that has gone through any kind of a problem, whether, you know, any kind of a climate-based situation, I mean, it always ends up the same way. FEMA comes in and does a terrific job. Joe Biden is there to help. You know, trains get turned over and spills and, you know, whatever it is. Joe Biden has been there with FEMA every inch of the way. And again, Donald just lies. But you know what? 2 years from now, there's an election. And in that election, I think you are going to find that Donald's people are going to be thrown out on their butts. Now, that's not because of any campaigning. That's just because people are going to be tired of this after 2 years. They're not going to believe what they're going to get. And yes, Michael said it, and that's the truth. A lot of these young people that voted for Donald don't know what it's like to go through 4 years where inevitably there will be a crisis. And when there is, Donald will have no idea what to do about it, or he'll lie as he did and then admit to the lie to Bob Woodward. I mean, he went straight to Bob Woodward and he said, I'm not going to tell them the truth. They'll panic. That's when, you know, one person was dead, 5, 10, 20. And then by the time it was done, over a million. And Donald promised that if you took some kind of a horse sedative or something, that you could overcome it. Because that's what he learned when he went to medical school. Amazing. Oh, well, Steve Bannon and Stephen Miller, you know, all these great people, they got some ideas for you, guys. They really do. Stephen Moore, you know, that's an amazing fact. All these people are getting these different positions, and Donald's favorite economist, I would have thought he would make Stephen Moore the head of Treasury. I mean, Stephen Moore is still there with Trump, and he's going to be Trump's private advisor for economics. Stephen Moore is a quack, telling him to throw tariffs on and basically turn this country upside down. I suspect you may see some things in the markets by the time I get back here in 2 weeks. 2 weeks is a long time in elections, and it can be a long time in markets as well. In the meantime, Donald is trying to pump everything up by making up stories that, well, they're just not true. Okay, I'll be back when the tariffs are at our doorstep, even before that. Just keep in mind, Wendy's, Jules on Hampton, St. Louis Suit Company, and Talena's, all great people who will also be back in 2 weeks. We'll see you then. I'm Mark Kaysen. This is Showdown. Good night.